Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. And I got it right this time. I didn't fuck it up like I did the last two episodes.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a fun one. We're, at least for the first half hour of this episode, we're announcing a little challenge we're going to be doing. So we've got our the man who is going to be the judge of our challenge, Mr. Duncan McLeod. Did I get your name right?
Yes, sir.
Hell
yep,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So we're doing the 5K Overland Challenge. The goal is that you've got $5,000 and you've got to build out a rig with everything you need to do an overlanding trip. But you have to pretend that your vehicle can be any year, but you have to pretend it's like 1885. So there's no roads, nothing. So you got to have something that's fairly capable. You have to have a way to cook, a way to be self-sufficient. So a way to hunt. I mean, we'll go through the rules here in a little bit, at least for the most part. But yeah, I think this is going to be a fun one.
Yep.
You don't have to actually buy anything. We're just doing like screenshots.
Yeah. All right, everybody, take out a loan. $5,000. Let's get it done.
That's the bank.
I'm going to add a link to the challenge rules in the show notes, and there will be a link in that document that sends you to like an example of how to format your submissions. I guess with that being said, we are going to open this up to listener submissions. This episode comes out on July 1st. Oh, look at that. July 1st, this episode will drop. So you need to have your submissions in by July 8th for us to judge them. Whoever we think has the best submission from a listener, we'll send them a sticker or something.
Yep.
But our challenge.
Cat.
Yeah, $5,000 cash.
Sure.
And the winner is Alex McKinley.
Oh, wild.
Not insider at all.
Rigged.
I am going to win this, just so you guys know.
I'll be the judge of that, literally. Yeah. We'll see.
I like having this non-partial judge, because if Alex was the judge, of course he'd...
Oh, I would win 100%. That's why I had to find us a non-partial judge.
I found a weird one, so.
Yeah, I mean, most unique is one of the ways to get points. Mm-hmm. So I'll kind of, how do we want to do this? I'll read a rule, Gavin reads a rule. Is that what we want to do it?
Oh, yeah. You could do like 10 rules.
I was about to say, I think you made up them, so.
I was going to say, do like 10 rules at a time or something, because that'll take forever for us to all play hopscotch through it.
We do have rules written up, and we'll go through those now, I guess. So rule number one, they have to have 34-inch tires or larger. I'm not going to say 35s, because if you find a 34.6, it's a lot less money than a 35, but gives you about the same benefit. You have to have a way to cook, obviously. Have to have a way to hunt. Now, remember, it's 1885, so you got to have a way to shoot something to eat it.
Wait, are we pretending it's 1885 technology, too?
No.
Like, we're just dropped into this world with a,
yeah,
you know, a 2000s truck, yeah, or something. And,
uh-huh. Yeah. We time traveled. It was fun trying to talk to him about this one.
Because if you're in 1885, you're pretty limited on what you're going to use.
So, we are doing an expedition into an area that has absolutely no support whatsoever anywhere.
Okay.
So you So you could bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So when I say 1885, that's just, there's no support whatsoever for what we've got.
So I could do like a musket or bow and arrow. Like,
yeah, that like, might be my weapon.
It's a muzzle loader.
The tires have to realistically clear the body on the vehicle. You know, you're not going to get a all-wheel drive Subaru and throw 37s on it, realistically. Four under $5,000. Four under $5,000, Gavin. It's not going to happen.
This is why I was upset we couldn't do all-wheel drive, because I was going to go fucking crazy.
You have to have a bathroom setup that allows you to pack in, pack out. Obviously, whatever environment we're going to be in for this challenge, it's not going to have a lot of human interaction, so we don't want to disturb the biome. You have to have a way to pack out your trash, even if you're just throwing it in the bed of your truck, just a way to pack it out. A way to carry water, obviously that's important. You know, we need water. You have to have a way to store food that is bear-ish proof. I mean, I'm not saying you got to spend the money on a bear-proof box, but if you got like a Yeti cooler or a pack-out cooler or something, or even a cooler and threw a ratchet strap over it, we'll call that good enough.
Yeah, question.
What's the question?
If it's inside a vehicle, does that count? Because that's bearish proof.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, inside the vehicle counts. 5 gallons of gas reserve, as in you have to be able to carry a 5-gallon jug of gas somehow. A GMRS radio, some type of nav that you actually know how to use. If you know how to use a map and a... can't even think of the word of it right now.
Compass.
So Alex compass. Doesn't.
I do, though. I was in the Army.
You don't have to name them.
If you know how to use a map and a compass, then use a map and compass. You can buy a map and compass. That's fine. Otherwise...
If we use a program, do we have to include subscription price?
I was just getting there. The cost of Onyx does count.
That's horseshit. Okay. I'm going to have to watch some videos with those 50% off links.
Hey, that works. As long as you can prove it. Basic set of tools. So, you know, sockets, wrenches, the basic stuff. I'm not looking for all of us to have, like, ball joint presses and shit in our trucks. But as long as you have a decent amount of sockets and stuff. And these are the rules, not the... This is the bare minimum of what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Spares for common issues with the vehicle you choose. So, you know, if you get a third gen 4Runner, ball joints, CV axes, that stuff.
Spare third gen 4Runner.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's a Subi, like head gaskets, a new engine.
You have to have a way to start a fire. Obviously, a lighter from the gas station works, really.
Battery.
There is an option for most unique, so... You have to have somewhere to sleep and your bedding. So a tent, truck cap, your back seat, some way for you to lay down and be comfortable-ish.
Yep.
Vehicle has to be able to travel at least 45 miles per hour. That's not that hard. I think all vehicles really can, but that was the way that I could keep us from getting like lawnmowers or go-karts.
Boo.
Can't use any parts, tools, or gear that you already own. So I can't say I have a swag, so I'm taking the swag. If I want a swag, I have to buy a swag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like, you can't use packouts because you have packouts already. It has to be all new, like, gear.
It does, yeah. If I want packouts, I got to buy packouts.
Yeah, yeah, but I thought you meant, like, if you wanted packouts but you already own them, you have to try to pick a different kind of storage solution.
No, that's not that. Just you have to include the price of whatever you choose. You can't just say, I own it so it works.
Yeah, you're buying it all fresh.
Yep. The items have to realistically fit in your vehicle. So... You can't go get, like, a Suzuki X90, add no storage space to it, and expect to have all your gear in there. It just isn't going to happen.
Yep.
And the vehicle has to be within 250 miles of your house. Give or take a mile.
Okay.
Here, we'll do it this way. Minus 1 point... per 10 miles over.
Okay, there you go. Mine just so happened to be like 251 miles away, so I was really hoping that we could be a little fluid up.
I think I'd let you squeak by with that.
I mean, I could walk the truck before I start it. Like,
just move house. Just move closer.
Yeah, just say your address is mine. Maybe that'll get you.
All right, I guess I can't use my workspace. Actually, it is. Yeah, okay, never mind. It is already Cedar Springs.
All right, so if someone else wants to read the point structure, I'll just read it because I know how it works.
Yep.
So the point structure, whoever has the most points wins, obviously. You get 1 point for having the heaviest vehicle. You get 1 point for having the lightest vehicle. You get -1 point for the least amount of storage. +2 for the most amount of storage. +2 for the biggest tires. +2 for the most horsepower. -2 for the vehicle with the most rust. Now, this is one we got to talk about, right? Because the vehicle I'm buying is kind of rusty, but I'm cutting most of the rust off to be able to put the tires on. So does the rust still count against me?
Yeah, I think it's at purchase. I mean, we could all do rust removal type.
But I'm specifically cutting it off to clear tires.
Oh, okay, how about this? You have to include everything that you would need to do that. Like grinder, disc.
Okay, I like that.
Shop labor. So $100 an hour.
Ouch. All right.
Because that would make sense, right?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Anything to like modify.
Quick plus question now.
What's up?
Do we need a title?
Number one, must be able to be registered.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it has to drive 45 miles on the road, it's probably going to have a title of some sort.
That was
and
a
you have
one.
To have. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we're going to include the title fees onto it because that'd just be robbery.
That'd be impossible to even sales tax to figure out.
I'm calling State Farm tomorrow to see how much it's going to cost to get my car insured.
The sad part is I just shot myself in the foot with that one, but I thought I might ring it up.
You could have got away with it, too, if we had put it in. And then I did forget to say this. If you break a rule or miss a requirement, it's -3 points. So if you don't have a way to cook, you lose 3 points. So that's important to put out there. And then the most capable cooking setup, and by most capable cooking setup, I mean the person with the ability to cook the most different types of food. So a pan, a grill, a pot, you know, the most different types of food capability is how we'll figure that one out. That's +3 points. The fastest theoretical camping setup time. So from parking your truck to setup, the fastest theoretical time is +5 points. The most unique setup is +5. The cheapest overall price is also +5. The most prepared in a mechanical failure situation. So this is going to be the guy with the most spares for his vehicle, the most tools to fix said spares. You know, that guy, he's going to get +10. And the most prepared in general. So the guy who, you know, has the most comfortable sounding setup, has the best cooking setup, maybe he's got the best hunting setup, that guy is going to get a +10.
Are we including points for rules 1 through 21, like 1 point for each rule that you do?
They do not
count.
Negative
points?
Right. So if you have less than a 35-inch tire, you lose 1 point per inch under 34. I think I've got another one like that. If your vehicle is 250 miles away from the house, you lose 1 point per 10 miles over.
And yeah, I was just curious if the rules were 1 point each. So, like, if you did all 1 through 21, you'd have 21 points to start.
We could do that. Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of, for the point structure, there's not a lot.
Well, you lose 3 points for every rule you miss.
Right, so... So, it's kind of a gamble. Like if you do purposely want to miss one of them for one reason or another.
then you're losing 3 points.
Right. But you could gain it somewhere else. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, we can do that. You start out automatically with 21 points, and then for everyone you miss, you lose 3.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we could do that. I like that.
Yeah, because that gives you, because if you start out at the heaviest vehicle and stuff like that, you could be put into the negatives pretty quick if you don't get, if you don't get chosen for any of these during, for the point structure, because there's not a lot of them.
Yeah, you know, no. I like that. And then, well, that was my next thing. Is there anything we want to add to the point structure?
Heaviest, lightest, least most. Smallest tires? Do we want to do?
Minus points for that one?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Can I not add to this? Hold up. Technical difficulties. 1 second.
I think if you right-click, you should be able to add insert cell below, insert row below.
That's what I'm looking for. Oh, there it is. So what, minus 2 for smallest tire?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else we want to add? Cleanest vehicle.
You want to, yeah, maybe cleanest.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or I'll just put least rust.
I was going to say, do we want to add one that's like least amount of overall work needed to be put into it? You know what I mean? Like turnkey.
You could do least rust slash most turnkey, essentially.
I think turnkey would have to be its own. Because I could get a rust-free vehicle, but it could have a lot of work. But I like that.
Yeah, you know, turnkey already has a lift, you know, already has the tires, something like that.
Okay, I like that.
Do we want a minus points for how much work you have to put into it? As far as, like, labor or...
I don't think so.
He's trying to count out his labor, the cost of labor, and then the negative points. He's like, oh, I don't know.
Actually. The labor on my rig is very minimal. So I'll just say that. It is very, very minimal. Oh, look, guys, you can see a Mercy in the background.
Yeah, I see a black shadow, but yeah. I mean, that's a good start if we think of anything while we're looking.
Yeah, I think that's a good starting point. I mean,
we can lowball, correct? As long as we have the screenshot of him accepting the price.
God. No, we
right?
Have to...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
If we lowball the guy and he says yes,
but we don't want to.
That's accepted price.
We don't want to annoy someone because of a challenge that we're not actually looking at the vehicle.
I mean, if he goes low enough, I might.
Rule 22 must go off asking price.
Damn it. There, I shot myself in the foot.
I actually
would you take 500? Sure.
When I was setting mine up, I thought about messaging someone and lowballing them, and I was like, "Man, I don't want to waste someone's time for something I'm not gonna buy."
Get it. I just think it's kind of like the necessary evil of marketplace. Like, you don't have to pay for it, and instead you get all these shitty messages.
Nah, I think it's like
that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think we got any other rules that are really necessary. I think we covered most of the basics.
Oh, wait. Most and least fuel efficient.
We didn't do recovery gear.
Well, I figured that would be part of it as part of like...
Must include recovery gear. Even if it's just a strap, we have to include it.
Yeah.
So do we want to say like potentially put in them most prepared if they get stuck or something like that?
Yeah, most prepared in what? In general or most prepared in recovery situations?
I think do one for each.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we got someone who's got the best food, the best camping setup, the best recovery situation. I mean, that's the guy who's most prepared in general. That's just a free 10 points.
Yeah. Well, most prepared in general and recovery situation, you're most likely going to have most prepared in mechanical failure situation too. So that's kind of like a automatic loss for everybody else.
Let's do plus 2 points for that one then. Or plus one. Because, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because that's just an easy way to, like, 30 points. There's no way anybody's going to be able to top that on top of the 23.
I don't think I would double them up. I think you'd be way over budget if you were most prepared in all three of those. I think most prepared in general would be, like, a nice, well-rounded one. Mechanical failure situation. I would definitely look at the person who definitely had the most parts and the most tools. And then most prepared for recovery, I would look at the person with the best gear and stuff like that.
Right.
So you think take most prepared and mechanical failure out of there?
I say leave it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then most prepared in recovery, put that in as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be okay with that being like plus five.
Yeah.
Plus three, because that is important. I just don't know if...
Well, do we want to change the two plus tens to plus threes then? Make them all plus threes?
Yeah, make them that or plus fives for them. Make them a little less crazy.
A little less overpowered.
And then do we want to do like most off-road capable in there or something?
Yeah. I mean, that would be the most off-road capable after all said and done. Yeah.
What would we make that one?
I think plus
five. Wait, in that situation, what's the off-road terrain?
Well, you said it's like traveling in remote wilderness, so.
Yeah, but is it a desert? Is it a swamp? Is it?
It would be all of them.
I think all of them. Yeah, I'd be looking for the vehicle that seems like it's a go just about it.
It's a 5-day trip, and
we just made it. We just came across the gauntlet biome.
Yeah. Northern Michigan in spring.
Well, in that case, as long as you can winch yourself out, you don't got to worry about the getting stuck part. So, yeah, I'm good with this.
Yeah, I think this is a good list, and I think it's a relevant conversation because there have definitely been, you know, buddies of mine I'm friends with who, you know, we go camping with, and they want to get into doing this kind of stuff, and I think everyone's worried about breaking the bank, and I think this is going to prove that you can go out and have fun at camp and do stuff without a whole bunch of money.
Yeah. Which reminds me that that does remind me we have to do our like $100 camp challenge too this year.
We do. My June or my July and August are swamped.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Because I don't think I could afford that.
I know we were talking about doing botches yearly in September. Let's push that back to October.
Yeah, I think that'll be great. Changing of the leaves too.
And then we'll do the $100 camp challenge one weekend in September.
Yeah. Okie doke.
I have one boss that told me I'm not good. I won't say names in case one of them listened to this, but I had a boss tell me, fuck them guys, take a weekend off every month. So.
I definitely work with people who do like summer hours. They'll take Fridays off. Just try and do like 10-hour days, Monday through Thursday.
God, if I could do that, I would.
I know.
Yeah, so with that, I'm going to take it and run with it. I already asked for a weekend off in July. I've got vacation in August. Both of the ones for a buddy's bachelor party.
Yep.
Which is Drummond Island, so you'll get some of that coming up. And then... the other is for that same buddy's wedding. So, yeah. They weren't not going to let me take that off because I was taking it either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like with my previous job. They're like, yeah, sorry, we can't approve your sister-in-law's wedding. And I'm like, oh, I wasn't asking. I'm sorry. This is my sister-in-law's wedding. They typically only have one, so
yeah,
I'm not going to. Exactly. I'm not asking. I'm telling you I'm taking that day off.
Actually, is it typically only have one? We hope they only have one.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Well, this would be actually number two, but who's counting?
Only first one with this guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think
this one's probably going to stick.
I hope so, for her sake.
Yeah, for everyone's.
Yeah,
they do.
But, yeah, I think this is a good list. I think, like I said, obviously this is kind of like a fantasy scenario, so you could honestly do the camping thing for way less than $5,000, especially in Michigan.
Yeah.
I could build out a decently capable Michigan rig for $2,800 if I didn't care about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And basically all you're going to do is buy a pre-built XJ and then just spend the rest of the money on doing the repairs needed for it.
Even so, for $2,800, I can go get a single cab long bed F-350 and wheel a full-size in Michigan, because honestly, 90% of Michigan, you can do in a four-wheel drive full-size pickup.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And now Drummond Island, too. Thank you, Dana. Yeah.
Now Drummond Island as well. Yep.
Yeah.
Only getting worse.
I had to say it. Yeah.
Speaking of DNR and story time, we went up to, what was it? Oh, of course I can't remember the state park, but state park up there by Graylings. It was Hartwick Pines. And we were talking to the lady and she was complimenting us on her truck and, oh my gosh, you guys look like you're ready for anything, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. We're camping and dispersed and we just kind of want to check this out. And she goes, yeah. She's like, oh, I love your stickers. She goes, oh, and you even have a DNR sticker. She's like, that's so sweet. You guys support the DNR. And I'm like, oh, yeah. It was like, of course. But we're going to get going. It was nice talking to you. And I drove by before she could read it. And I looked at Sienna and I go, oh, maybe those stickers weren't the best idea. It's like, it's just a conversation. Like, I support the idea. It's just a conversation I don't want to have with a worker. Or a DNR officer.
Every time I wear that shirt, someone asks me, oh, so you're like a big fan of the DNR. And I'm like, read it again.
Yeah, I only wear that sweatshirt when I'm camping.
Yeah.
And with other people that understand it, because I've worn the Meyer once and was getting eyeballed. And I'm like, you can obviously tell I don't work at the DNR, so what am I doing? So I'm like, yeah, we're not going to, I don't want to attract that attention to me.
It's like our Botches Hawaiian shirts. I don't wear that normally. That is a solely Botches event type shirt.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's an attracted, unwanted attention shirt.
It was really cool watching like Busted DeBilt's video and seeing all our Hawaiian shirts in it. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Busted DeBilt's videos are actually pretty cool watching those. That was really let some inside views on the whole Leatherwood trails.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what Scott from Trail Expeditions puts out, but
yeah, I've just been binging a bunch of his stuff.
Not enough that I'm gonna pay for a membership. Not that I don't want to support Scott. I love Scott, but I'm very broke.
Yeah, no, same. I did the same thing. I kept clicking on it. I'm like, what did I do? Why isn't this playing? And then I actually read it and I'm like,
I don't love that model. Like, it'd be cool if he could do value for value somehow, where you just send him money when you think he's doing great. You know, like us, listeners, please send us money. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's a beggar on the street. He's that guy with the cardboard cutout on the on-ramp.
Hey, man, this shit costs money. Oh.
Very true.
I don't expect anyone to send us money, but the option's there. You can send us money. Please.
I was really hoping to find like $100,000 in drug money in that Yeti I found, but lo and behold, it was just charcuterie throwaways.
Oh, shit. Actually, you know what? I'm totally going to pay for his thing. It's only $2.99 a month. Oh.
How the turns have tabled.
For $24.99. You can have a monthly group call with him.
Ooh.
For $49.99, you'll get special shout-outs. For $99.99,
Andy?
You get your company logo Andy's? Placed. Your company logo gets placed at the beginning of every trip video.
Oh, it's sponsored?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Botches Off Road.
That'd be kind of cool. We should do it like one time.
And then he reads out the one episode where you fucked up the intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to Botches Off Road. Join us as we take trip. Fuck, we're just gonna do it like this.
There we go. I paid for it, so now I can binge the three episodes that are from Leatherwood.
Torrented.
I mean, I do have a thing that auto
put it on Jellyfin.
It actually, that's what I'm working on right now, is making sure it can go on Jellyfin.
Chris will never talk to you again.
Like, Scott.
For $2.99, you assholes. Scott, yes, sorry. Thinking of Chris Hall.
Because I do have a way to download stuff as soon as they air. So, yeah, that's happening now. Oh, shoot. It doesn't look like I can make it. Never mind. I lied, guys. I can't make it auto-download it, so I can't steal it for you guys. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm not too upset about it.
Oh. Yeah, no. We definitely have a secret group media server that has lots and lots and lots of stuff on it.
Hopefully a new movie soon.
Oh, hey, yeah, I should remind me to do that as soon as we're done with this, because I need to download that.
Yeah, it's super good, and I will watch it tonight if it gets downloaded, from what I've seen. I don't know. I saw, like, a Raptor, like, an F-35. I don't know what the newest ones are. I saw it go, like, really low through, like, a street, and it kicked up dust clouds on the side, and I was like, that's sick.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like one of those things like Top Gun and Top Gun Maverick. I just love the jets, man.
Speaking of Top Gun, who thought it was cool that the entire plot of Top Gun was acted out in real life?
That is badass.
Right?
It is so cool.
Like, say what you want.
I like the Top Gun.
Say what you want about the whole political sphere right now. I don't care. What the mission that those pilots did, that was fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40 hours
for Buster, man.
They said 40 Jesus. Hour flight time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, multiple refuels on the way too, man.
Air refuels. Air refuels are hard.
Yeah, exactly. How many B-2s did they have? It was like two?
No, four, way more than two.
I think it was four.
I want to say it was like almost six.
Oh, it might have been. It might have been six, and then it had a bunch of support.
Had a bunch of support aircraft. Fifth and fourth and
fighters.
Seven.
Yeah.
$7 billion just chilling up there in the sky. Wait, and it's a billion each one, right? That's the cost of each B-2 is $1 billion?
Roughly, yeah. So, also, the fact that we almost went to World War III and it de-escalated all since our last episode, that is cool.
I don't know. I've heard about that, and then I'm like, well, every president has done strikes like that. I mean, maybe not to that extent.
No, to that extent.
That, but everyone's done tomahawks and you know,
yeah.
I think every president's done it that had the capability. It's like,
I mean, most presidents, I'm specifically talking Obama here, did way worse in his first 4 years. Way fucking worse. Like, Trump barely scratched the surface on what Obama did in his first 4 years.
I don't know. All I have to say is now all of a sudden my TikTok feed is flooded with like B-2 stealth bombers, like thirst trap videos. You know what I mean? Like they got the B-2s flying and they got music, like montages of them. And I'm like, dude, this is amazing.
Yeah, they said
I have to watch Top Gun again.
It says $2.1 billion per plane. And in 2010, Jeez. They estimated it was $135,000 per flight hour.
Woo.
So,
That was like 18 hours or so of flight.
40.
40?
No, I was trying to remember.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I said, say what you want about the political sphere. I don't care. What those guys did was amazing.
Sick.
Makes the parade look cheap, though.
Oh,
maybe. All right, we're getting too political here, guys. Though the parade was sick, too. I totally watched a lot of that.
No, I think the parade was sick.
Yeah.
I don't see a reason why we shouldn't flaunt our military and praise it. And I think we should have one of these, like, every five years.
Well, if it makes you feel better, we've got another one coming up.
Is it the Marines?
I don't know if it's the Marines or the Navy that comes up first. Probably the Navy.
The Navy's been around longer, hasn't it? The Army and Navy.
250 years. Well, I don't know about the Marines. Marines are 252, right? Or 1775.
Oh, really? 1775, you said? Yep. I don't know why I thought that they were constructed in the 40s. Well, maybe I'm thinking of, like, the Special Forces.
Or the Air Force?
I'm thinking of, like, they had specific units of people that would come in and from the water, from the beaches.
Navy SEALs?
Take out. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, I think.
Well, I know. Whoops. The Navy's celebration is coming up in October. When is your guys's? What month? The Marines.
I think Marines are November, isn't it?
Yep, November 10th. Yep.
Yeah, my...
Speaking of Marines and first marriages, I got a buddy. I got a buddy that fell in love with this girl, and they got married for 1 week. And she cheated on him. It's so bad, guys. It's so bad. But we told him. We told him that's too quick. They got married, and a week later, she cheated. And it was the fastest marriage I've ever seen.
The fastest I've ever seen was my roommate in Fort Huachuca married a girl after knowing her for 1 month for the benefits. And he cheated on her within 2 months. And then after that, it was like a year of them just trying to figure out how to get divorced. Like, it was messy. Yeah. It was bad.
Oh, yeah. He knew this girl for 3 weeks. Married her week four.
Jesus Christ, dude.
And then it was like week five or week six. She was like, yeah, I can't leave my kid and my ex. And she went back to them. And it was like, damn. Now anytime he tries to, like, roast us, we always have that in our pocket. It's like.
I should have waited 4 days to join the Army because my Army birthday is June 10th and the Army's birthday is June 14th. Like, it's right there.
Yep.
I screwed up. I could have had my Army birthday and the Army's birthday be the same day. And then when the Army has parades for their birthday, I could claim they're for me.
Yeah. That's totally how that works.
But
like that, back when I used to say GMC was made after me, because my name used to be Gavin Michael Cornell. So,
oh my God,
can't track me now though. I changed my last name and middle name.
On that note, guys, we'll call it here. But yeah, 5K truck challenge. I'll have the rules listed in the description below. I'll post it on the Facebook page. Any listener that wants to be looked at for the possibility of having a sticker, make sure that you have your, I'm making sure I have the right dates here. Make sure that you have your listing in by July 8th. July 8th is the deadline for that. We are going to do our end of challenge will end on July 2nd, but we record a week in advance. So that's why that's like that. So get them in by July 8th and we will pick our favorite and send you a sticker of some kind. Maybe it'll just be Gavin's rainbow truck. Who knows? Yep. So
yeah.
Catch you guys later.
Later.
Yeah, we'll see you later.